Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jerry Rice is our 95.7 The Game NFL Insider. Jerry is presented by Golden State Lumber. When you succeed, we succeed. Jerry, also presented by Zenni, the official eyewear of the San Francisco 49ers. Jim Cosimore, Dan Dibley, Lorenzo Neal with you, and the GOAT, Jerry Rice, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. GOAT, how you doing, baby? I know there's a lot of smoke out there. I hope you and the family are staying safe, man.
Hey, man, what are you talking about? It's crazy right now. You know, with all these fires, then you got the pandemic going on, and you know, it's been real crazy. But man, also there's some crazy stuff going on with the San Francisco 49ers too. Low, man, we got guys going down like flies.
No, I know injuries, man, injuries. What do you think a lot of this is coming from, Jerry? I know receiver Brandon and Ayuk. I know you wanted to see this young rookie fly. You talk about his speed. What does this mean for the Niners, and why do you think injuries are so high?
You know what, Lo? I think the thing is, you know, I always went into training camp. I was in shape. These guys are trying to work themselves into shape now. And I think you're gonna see more injuries. Brandon Ayuk, man, his camp just been really amazing. And unfortunately, you know, I think he might have a little bit of a hamstring pulled in. D Ford, they haven't announced, you know, what's going on with him right now, man. But we need this guy on the football field, because last year I think he only played about 11 games last year. He wanted to play in every game this season. So it's important to have him back on the field, because when he's not on the field, then, you know, they only get 1.8 sacks, you know, per game. So, you know, he's a force on the football field. But I think it's just that these players, you know, they're working themselves into shape. And I was one of those guys that always, you know, wanted, you know, to be in shape already. Now I can just go in and I can just focus on what I had to do. I could go full bore, and I had to do extra to stay in shape, you know, until those guys caught up.
And no OTAs this year either because of the pandemic. And how much did a lack of the OTAs affect what you guys are talking about with the injuries, and how will it affect the play going forward with no preseason games either?
Yeah, you know, Lo, I was one of those guys. Here's the thing for me, man. I needed those preseason games. I needed those games. Now, you know, it was like maybe around five. A lot of guys, you know, said we only need two or three or maybe four, something like that. But that got me ready, you know, for the speed of a regular season game. So with no OTAs or anything like that, no preseason games, these guys going to go straight into the fire, man. You know, but it's one of those things where they're professionals, they're being paid a lot of money, and they just going to have to, you know, step up to the plate.
We continue with the GOAT, Jerry Rice, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. I want to get back to Ayuk. How hard is it for a rookie receiver to come in and get up to speed with schemes, reading defenses, understanding offenses? How tough is that adjustment? And with Ayuk, if he's got a hamstring issue and it's a little slow to get on the field, how can that affect the way he could be effective in his first year?
Well, you know, I think the thing about this guy, you know, he's very savvy. You know, he's a student of the game. He's willing to work hard. He's willing to listen. And I think the sky's the limit for this guy. You know, now he just got to get past this injury. I never had a hamstring pull. You know, throughout my career, I never had one. Knock on wood or whatever, but I never had a problem with that. And it's a very difficult injury that you have to try to fight back from. But, you know, I think this guy, he's very smart. He's going to be ready for that opening season game. I think he done pretty much won the confidence of the coaches. They know that this guy is going to really, you know, help the ball team. Then when you get Deebo Samuel back, Dante Pettis and also Trent Taylor, they're going to have to step up. Kendrick Bourne is going to have to step up. So, you know, I think they have a legitimate receiving core, and I think Brandon Ayuk is going to be a big part of that.
Jerry, I have to ask a question. I don't necessarily want to, but I'm anyway. You look at a guy in Baltimore, you look at the safety Earl Thomas. You know, I know you would never do anything, yeah. Punch a guy, hit a guy, get that. But if the great Jerry Rice punch a guy on his team, is he getting cut? I would say no. And that, with that being said, what do you think some of the reasons behind Earl Thomas, you know, getting cut after an altercation on the field?
You know, I think he had to be a distraction for the team. I can't see one incident like that because, you know, in the heat of battle,
absolutely,
doing training camp, you know, we're going to swing on each other. You know, I remember an incident where Bill Romanowski hit me in training camp once in Rockland. And, right. Oh, man, it was crazy. It was like we were just out there swinging on each other. That's just part of it. But, you know, I feel like the Ravens felt like he was going to be a distraction for the team. And for them to decide to let him go like that, we're talking about a player, impact player. So, you know, they put the team first, and that was basically it.
Right. Do you think, with that being said, is the Niners, do you think the Niners should throw their hat out there and try to bring him in, or no?
You know, I don't know. I don't know, because when you got to be very smart here, because if a team like the Ravens let you go, it's really making a statement.
Sure.
Where this guy, you know, where his head is at right now. And I really don't know him. I don't know him at all. But, you know, for them to make a drastic move like that, you know, I think it's sending a message, you know, throughout the league that this guy, you know, he has some problems.
Jerry Rice here on 95.7 The Game. As you sit here, Jerry, we're getting into late August. We know there'll be no preseason. All eyes on the Arizona game to get it started. How difficult will it be for these players to be able to come out on that first snap not having had any preseason activity?
I think the mindset is everything. And it's going to be up to those veterans to, you know, let those younger guys know that we got to come out swinging. So I was always one of those guys that felt like anytime I put that uniform on, I had a job to do. And that's really what I focus in on. It was doing my job, being the best player that I could be, and how could I help my team to win? So, you know, those are some of the factors that I always would factor in. And I think the player is just going to have to, you know, step onto the field and feel like, hey, we got a job to do. And, you know, even during this pandemic, you know, to try to bring back some normalcy, you know, to sports. And, you know, we got to do this for the fans and also do this for ourselves.
The GOAT, Jerry Rice, for his weekly visit right here on 95.7 The Game. He'll join us each and every Monday at 8:45. Hold on, I got to back this up a little bit. So you were throwing hands with Romo. That had to be epic. I can only imagine Bill Walsh rushing over there to make sure Romo doesn't cheap shot you and clean everything up. What's the best? Because Lowe was just telling us some of his fights. What's the best fight you can remember, or a couple of fights from a 49ers camp? Man, you didn't have to be involved.
Hey, look, here's my deal. Now, I might be part of it for a second, But I let my big boys, I let my big offensive line come in.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about, Low?
Absolutely. So Jerry throws a punch in all the linemen. Once Bill comes, let me tell you, that whole offense lineman, offense, everyone jumped on Bill. That's how it goes down, guys. Okay. Jerry threw the punch, and then everyone just came, and Jerry's like, let me at him.
And I just removed myself. I removed myself, and I leave. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you guys one thing. We were playing, I think it was the New York Giants one year, and I just had players on the opposing team just taking shots at me. And the ball was not even coming my way. And I had, you know, a couple offensive linemen. They just came over to me and said, hey, Jerry, look, we're going to handle that. Don't worry about it. So, hey, when the big boys got your back like that, you know, that's really what it's all about. You just let those guys – you know, deal with situations like that.
Was that one of the teams
when you knew you were going to face the Giants that you had to expect that? Because you guys had such a bitter rivalry with the Giants and the fact that Joe got hurt against the Giants. Did you always kind of have that in the front of your mind when you were playing against New York?
Oh, you were going to feel that game the next day. It was going to be a physical game, and we didn't like each other. So, you know, it's like we went after each other really hard. But, you know, you look forward to competition, but in a very professional way. And I never tried to, like, take a shot on someone or a cheap shot or something like that. You know, I was going to get this guy, just doing the game. It was going to be legitimate. And if I had a crack back or something like that, if a guy had been like, you know, just trying to talk noise to me, hitting me throughout the game, I was going to get him. And I was going to hit him right in the chest so hard where I could just, you could just hear him exhale. The second he hit him like that, you got
it. I got him.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I got him. Hey, it was Felipe Sparks. He said he used to take your lunch mail, lunch money.
No, you know what? No, no one should rattle me, right? Because
Bill, I know.
I learned that from the best. Bill always told me that, you know, the official is going to look for the person to retaliate. And if you do that, you're going to put us in a position where, you know, we might have a penalty or something like that that might cost us the game. So I never let anyone rattle me or anything like that. The thing that I did, if you tried to talk noise at me, I was going to drop six on you. I was going to score. And I was going to score again. Then I was going to score again. Then by the time that game is over with, you know, you're so embarrassed and you can't wait to get off that football field. So my actions, you know, it was through football.
Oh, no question. Well, Jerry, you know I'm a guy that loves to get a little friendly wagers and stuff going. Why don't you and I probably think about doing a golf tournament, 95-70 game, and our side will raise the money and your side raise money. Whichever side raised the most, it's a 75-25 split. And so it still go to all of it, go to a charity just for these fire victims. Maybe we should sit around and talk about that. And also, the billions want to see you and I run a 40. I'm a train for you. We'll set the date. I'm a motorboat you.
Low, you need to wake up. You having a nightmare right now, okay?
He's been drinking early, Jerry. He's been drinking early.
He's doing everything right now, man.
I'm doubling down, Jay Lover. Jay, I'm a little younger, Jay. I got that explosiveness. I mean, you know I've been training with my son. I'm coming out that hole.
You feeling yourself, Low? Hey, Low.
I'm feeling myself.
Well, I'm not even going to waste my time on that. Let's go back to the tournament. Okay, let's go back to the tournament. Let's raise some money and do all of that stuff. Because there ain't no way you're going to beat me in 40 yards. I could give you 10 yards and still beat you, Low.
Jerry, I don't know, Jerry. I might be running about a five flat. So that's going to make you work.
Get out of here. You're not doing a five flat in a mini bike.
You're going to pull everything. You're going to bring out the paramedics and all.
Jerry, I played one-on-one basketball against him at the Chase Center, and you could spot him 20 yards and still beat him.
Oh, what? Hey, you know what? Just for that, Jerry, we're doing a 20-yard race. We're doing 20 yards, and I'm getting you in 20. I'm putting whatever. I'm taking all bets. 20 yards, me and Jerry Rice. You guys heard it here, 95-7 the game. We're going to tweet it.
Me
and you, 20-yard sprint. 20-yard sprint. Low Neal is beating the great the greatest of all time, undoubtedly, undisputed, the greatest receiver of all time, Lo'Neal, will beat Jerry Rice in a 20-yard dash. Let's get it. Set the date. Don't meet me there. Beat me there.
I know you. I know you want to be part of the GOAT family, and I feel like
I do. I want to say that I beat you, Jerry.
Hey, you know what? We're not going to talk about this on the phone right now. I feel like you need some type of therapy or something like that. So we seek counseling, all right, or something like that. Okay.
True that. By the end of this, it'll be a 10-yard sprint. Every time he's got a new race, it's a lot shorter. You know.
Hey, but hey, Lo, I ain't got nothing but love for you, man. Okay.
No, you're the best. We will definitely though do something with these fire victims, man. It's sad what's going on, and we will definitely figure something out.
Sounds good, man. Right. Jerry, stay safe, baby. It's always great talking to you. Every Monday at 8:45, we got our guy Jerry. Hey, real quick before you go, you were saying we want to get some normalcy going. What are you watching? Are you watching a lot of the NBA bubble? What have you been impressed with? We had Champions League. What have you been watching?
Yeah, I'm watching basketball. I'm watching everything right now, man. And, during the playoffs, it's starting to heat up. You're starting to see that intensity and all that. And these players, they want to win. So this is what, you know, it's really all about. Then I'm watching baseball. Then I'm watching golf. All of that. So we sort of starting to get some type of normalcy back, but man, we just need to get through this pandemic and also get a cure for this and move on.
Jerry, thanks so much.
Jerry, need your goat fuel.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Get him a case of it.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you guys right now, you know, we're doing great on e-commerce, GoPuff, Mitchell Company is a company back in Mississippi. I think they have about 35 counties that we are getting ready to embark on. Then we are also going to try to team up with GNC, which is Northern California. This is where I want to start, you know, because
that's awesome. Like
I have all the great fans here, and they're going to support me. And plus, I want them to also be part of the GOAT family. Okay, guys?
Sounds great, man. The goat fuel. My man Lowe's going to need a case of that stuff as he gets ready for his 10-yard dash against you. That'll be happening sometime 20. Between.
You know what, man? Hey, Lowe. Hey, look. You make sure you call me after we get off the phone, okay?
Call him. Set him straight, Jerry.
We got to talk about this because I can't believe you feeling yourself the way you're feeling yourself right now.
I'm feeling myself.
That's the man. The GOAT, Jerry Rice. Thanks, Jerry. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Have a great day, guys.
Okay. All right, you do the same.
Take care,
that's Jerry Rice, 95.7 The Game, NFL Insider. Jerry presented by Golden State Lumber. When you succeed, we succeed. That guy succeeded an awful lot. Jerry's also presented by Zenni, the official eyewear of the San Francisco 49ers. It was a 40-yard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.